WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 7. The temperature is 78. Details of the Branson Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Zornerman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. Motorists on the Earl Ritter Freeway are reminded construction will resume in about an hour and a half on new on and off ramps. Northbound traffic affected this time with the closure of the Harvey Road exit and entrance ramps. Also affected the closure of the inside lane of the northbound frontage road and the speed limit through the construction zone, 60 miles an hour. The new off and on ramps expected to be open in the first week of November. For the second time in 4 weeks, the Bryan City Council has received an update on the long-range capital improvements plan. While staff received no feedback the first time, there were a couple of council members with questions in the more recent presentation. Paul Madison asked Public Works Director Jason Barfnick about extending Waco Street, which is on Bryan's east side, so it goes from Villa Maria to Highway 21.
We did have a project from Cole Street over to Villa Maria, a section of Waco Street that doesn't exist. We have started acquiring some of the property. I don't think we ever acquired all the property. We'll get that information and provide it to council on where we are with the undeveloped section of right-of-way that we started acquiring and seeing what it would take to do the rest of the project. I know down at the intersection of Waco and MLK, there's a little triangle piece there that had some houses. I don't think we've acquired one or two of those properties.
The council scheduled to vote on the CIP a week from today. Firefighters had a busy holiday weekend through 5 o'clock yesterday. College Station had 99 calls, among them an illegal trash fire off Dowling Road between Rock Prairie and Graham. Battalion Chief Thomas Scale says a storage building was lost.
Yes, it was completely destroyed and all the contents that was in it. And there was exposures around it. It could have been worse, but fortunately, their units were on the scene, had a quick knockdown, and were able to protect the exposures that were around that structure.
That call came at noon, or just as some units were leaving the area, of a propane tank leak that closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Roads for about 3 hours yesterday morning.
The trailer disconnected from the tractor and fell onto the road. It remained upright, but when it fell on the road, the underside manifold caused the gas to leak out.
Bryan and volunteer firefighters also dealt with structure fires during the weekend that began last Friday night.
College Station assisted the volunteer fire department this weekend with a trailer house fire off of Highway 30. And also this morning, approximately about an hour, 2 hours before our incident, the county was on two other structure fires in their area, so it's been very busy.
In addition to those rural residential fires, Bryan firemen responded to an attic fire yesterday that began from a flying ember off a barbecue grill. Labor Day was shaking in the East Texas town of Timpson. Another earthquake, it was yesterday afternoon just before 5, measured at 4.1, resulted in dishes and pictures falling from walls. Nobody was hurt. Labor Day for Senator John Cornyn and Congressman John Carter and Roger Williams meant a visit to Fort Hood. They held a news conference to announce legislation affecting victims of the 2009 attack on the Army base. Another co-author, Congressman Bill Foer, is a Bryan.
This workplace violence declaration the president made is a bunch of silliness, and we do need to get it fixed for the fairness of these folks that were attacked by Hassan.
Fort Hood military and civilian victims would be given the same benefits as victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center, Pentagon, in Pennsylvania. Thursday, a reminder, Flores will hold a town hall meeting at Rudder High School in Bryan starting at 5:30. A quarterfinalist in last year's America's Got Talent TV show spent about 5 hours in the Brazos County Jail Sunday morning. 21-year-old Eric Nicolaides of Austin argued with College Station police at his girlfriend's apartment during a loud party. According to the arrest report, he yelled at officers they had no right to be in the apartment. He attempted to bite the leg of one of the officers, and it took 4 officers to get him outside. While the Brazos Valley Fair starts the day after tomorrow, the State Fair of Texas has announced its annual fried food honors. Best taste went to a fried Cuban roll filled with chopped ham and pork shoulder, along with cheese and pickles. Most creative went to a Thanksgiving dinner of stuffing, turkey, and cream corn, all rolled into a ball and deep fried. Other contenders, King Ranch casserole, chicken fried meatloaf, and deep fried Nutella. Yum. WTAW News Time, 11 after 7. News brought to you by Zornerman Flooring. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company or call 775-8473, that's 775-TIRE.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M. Acme Glass.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
714, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to build our way. We'll have some sunshine today. We'll also see some passing cloudiness, especially this morning. Later today, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today, 95 to 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs are going to be 95 to 100. Sun and clouds on Thursday, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Associated Press releases their NCAA Top 25 poll later on today, but they've already released their local polls for the Associated Press High School and some of the smaller schools like Sam Houston. We'll get you caught up when that A&M's taken on number four, at least according to some of those polls. The number 11th ranked Florida Seminoles played a little football last night against Pittsburgh, and it was ugly. And Major League Baseball scores to get you caught up as well. All that in sports, we'll do it for you about 7:52.
Okay, it's the Florida State Seminoles, not Florida Seminoles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's close. Close. I do have a Florida story, by the way, in just a little while. Okay, now.
You mean not 2 days in a row?
Yeah. No, I do. I do have one. Yeah, and it's a good one, too. We'll do it in just a little while. In the meantime, it is State Fair season. Texas is not the only state that has a state fair this time of year. There are lots of others.
And Kansas so, State Fair starts this weekend, yeah. The 100th.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Washington, Minnesota, many, many others. What I don't get is they got James Norton, editor of the Heavy Table, Stephanie Meyer, who's a pretty heavy girl herself, and Andrew Zimmer, who we see on eating bizarre foods, to weigh in, so to speak, on the best food at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, why would they not come to the Texas State Fair? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't get that. I don't know.
More comfortable than it is.
Well, it.
We don't cotton to them Hollywood types.
Well, I know. It would just seem like it's so traditional with big techs and everything like that that we should do ours.
Not Pat Boone again. No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The one time the computer wouldn't shut off.
Yeah, okay, that's enough. But
I'll remind you this next time I play something.
I know that fried Nutella sounds just. I mean, you know, you can. Can't you hear your arteries slamming shut as you eat that?
I am automatically thought of Paul Patronell and Bill Allen from their Harry Biker show a couple years ago.
Okay, when they did what?
When they ate, he's talking about Nutria.
Oh, no.
Okay. Not the same.
No, Nutella is that, you know, that stuff. Now,
oh, is that the peanut butter fake stuff?
Yeah,
exactly.
not yeah. Nutria.
Yeah. Talk about a food that probably even couldn't be helped if it were deep-fried.
No,
no. But anyhow, NPR correspondent had a story about this yesterday. And, of course, NPR being who they are.
They actually had a national news story, not international?
No, that's right. They did.
I mean, that's a headline in itself.
They had David Burnett, I think is his name, who's the Texas correspondent, go up and cover the story that you have today about the winners and talking to people who create these things every year. And in case you didn't hear it, the Cuban roll, which sounds pretty good.
It does, yes. To me, too.
Yeah. Then the Thanksgiving dinner, which is, you know, a little bit weird as well. But he, of course, then goes to a nutritionist to talk to them about this.
Death sentence.
Yeah. And as a result, yes, I think they said if you ate one serving of the deep-fried Nutella, you would have to walk 2.5 miles to burn off the calories. See,
that's why my favorite fair food will always be in Des Moines during the Iowa State Fair, the pork chop on a stick. That's on charcoal.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pork. That's not necessarily, I mean, it's healthier than some things, but nonetheless. The thing is, you go to a state fair to misbehave, right?
Absolutely.
You don't go there to do the kind of things you're supposed to, eating-wise, nonetheless. All right, here we go. The average rent in Brooklyn, New York, is $3,000 a month.
Yo!
In New York City...
Which gets you a closet.
Right. In New York City, where humans cannot afford to live, the average apartment sells for $1.4 million.
I wonder what percentage is still rent control.
I'm not sure. The Wall Street Journal reports that there has never been a better time to buy a huge country estate. I mean, like in Loch Nowhere, Scotland or something. Except perhaps the fact that, you know, it could take you years to do that. According to data, the average price paid for a prime country house is $1.8 million. And today, prices are struggling to be up to the point of $1.1 million. So there's a fire sale on country estates, I suppose, out there. So like that, huh? But again, the average apartment in New York City sells for $1.4 million. And again, we've got a pretty good real estate market here in Bryan College Station right now. I think the folks in that business will tell you it's going pretty well. But, man, those are big numbers.
That's just crazy for me. And it really is $3,000 for what amounts to a closet.
Oh, yeah, a little bitty. Yeah, turn around carefully. You're going to bump your knee on something.
Some folks here in the college town are probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can relate to that. You ready? 1 in 4 of the world's population regularly accesses games on the Internet. 1 in 4 of the world's population.
I'm on the 3 others. Then.
In U.S. America alone, there are 145 million casual gamers, around 50% of the population, according to a recent report from a global strategist.
So, bring out a board.
I don't know. I can see, and that's right. I, you know, like the idea of being able to do that because then the family's sitting, well, the players are sitting around looking at each other, actually interacting. But again, why would you want to do that? You've got a computer. You can sit there in your dark office or your cubicle or whatever and play whatever game you happen to, and you don't have to interact with people. But if you'd like to, that'd be a pretty cool thing. Preparing for baby? Not easy. You got to stock up on clothing, diapers, bottles, new furniture, all sorts of accessories for the new arrival. So how much are you going to pay for all that? The answer could be right there on the Internet. The Daily Dot reports...
Isn't everything?
Of course it is. The Daily Dot, whatever that is, reports that one of the hottest rackets going is selling positive pregnancy tests on Craigslist.
I saw a story on Fox about this.
Really?
Yes.
One enterprising New Jersey mama tempts another woman to get your boyfriend to finally pop the question. Average cost is about $20 to $40. Fake positive pregnancy tests, right? Have we had a story about the new Facebook app that TxDOT has put together called the Person Appointed to Stay Sober?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Pass? Okay. I missed that, I guess. So this is a kind of an interesting deal, huh? Facebook app that allows a group of friends to designate a sober driver. Well, what if that's so? What if the one who's designated doesn't want to be?
And what's the matter with human contact?
Well, yeah. Oh, come on. Come on. You want to actually interact with people who you don't know?
Known as PASS, Person yeah. Appointed to Stay Sober.
That's
app.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So others can pass.
How many
down.
Millions was spent on that marketing campaign?
Developed in conjunction with TxDOT and the anti-DUI campaign, which urges revelers to get a weekend pass, especially around big holidays. Known for heavy imbibing, or that could be home college football games as well.
I've opened up the TxDOT news release from August 22nd, which says college-age Texans involved in 7,100 motor vehicle crashes and under the influence of alcohol led to 2,200 serious injuries, 231 deaths.
The PASS app works with the Facebook event planning feature, helps address security concerns, at least to some degree, enabling users to arrange rides from their friends rather than from strangers. Hey, how pay we app? Is there a picture that goes along with it? Is it an animated app? I mean, I'd like that if you could do that. And again, while we're talking about that, and let's see how you stack up, because your average college student owns seven devices, seven types of communication devices. There's the feature phone, the table computer, the tablet computer, the desktop computer, the flat screen TV, the digital camera, the printer, the MP3 player. Number three is a video game console. 68% of college students own those. 69% have a smartphone. I thought that would be a higher percentage, really, at 69%. And a laptop computer. 85% of college students have laptop computers. Have we seen the story about Verizon today? You see what Verizon did yesterday?
Bought out Vodafone.
They really did, because Verizon really didn't own all of Verizon, at least on the wireless side. And obviously, there's a lot of money to be had there. And did you see how much it cost?
Billions and billions.
$130 billion in cash and stock.
That's a lot of billions.
Yeah, $59 billion in cash and $60 billion in Verizon shares.
Stay tuned for the rate increase.
Yeah. And I think, I think probably what happened is that interest rates are going up, and so they decided they needed to get this deal done because they've been talking for 10 years. And it's really not going to, it doesn't change the situation as far as competition is concerned, so they're saying that's the reason that the feds won't have any problem with it. And what that's going to do is that's going to give Vodafone a bunch of money so that they can go and expand wireless service in the European market. They want to stay over there since they're British-based. But, I mean, that what was happening is that Verizon was having to take their profits. The most profitable thing they've got, obviously, is their wireless phone service. And some of that money was going over to Great Britain. Well, now they get to keep it all in their pocket. So, yeah, you're right. We'll see what happens if that causes some people to lose jobs, some people to move over from the pond and be over here and be a part of what Verizon is doing, or vice versa. But,
welcome to U.S. America.
Yeah, once again, $138 billion. So a Chinese student fleeced out of $4,240 after a taxi driver at O'Hare scammed the University of Illinois student by lying to him that there were no more buses headed to Champaign that evening. The 18-year-old college student, who spoke very little English, approached by the cabbie, who offered to drive the student to Champaign for the low price of only $1,000. Obviously, not low. When the student arrived in Champaign, the cabbie demanded $4,800 for the ride, but he took the $4,200 because that's all the student had. Chicago police now looking for the cabbie. University officials don't know why the student trusted the cabbie.
Or why he carried that much cash.
Well,
on
and that's
him.
The other thing is, and again, maybe he had just landed. He had just come in from China, and so he had that cash. I didn't know you could get that kind of cash over there, but nonetheless. It's 7:27, and I don't have a rush update for you even this morning.
Again?
I mean, that's a whole nother story. That's not even showing up in our audio this morning. I mean, it's like we didn't get the download.
So everything's sideways today.
I know,
today.
Folks, we're talking shop. That's okay, though, but Dusty's here, and he's going to make it all
Yay!
all better now, so you can anticipate that. So why don't you fire off your little news intro if you've got one, and you can go to the news. Boy, this is professional. This is just as professional.
Highfalutin radio right here, kids. Betcha.
Yep, without a doubt. Yep.
I'll just go in it without the music.
Okay, here we go. That? Here's Bill.
Hey, 26 after 7. Temperature is 78. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news on News Talk 1620 WTAW. News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us, St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Homes in a southwest College Station neighborhood threatened by an illegal fire yesterday. Battalion Chief Thomas Gale says a trash fire ignited a grass fire that consumed a storage building off Dowling Road between Graham and Rock Prairie.
The initial report was a report of a grass fire prior to the units arriving. Because of the dry conditions, the fire did spread to an outdoor storage building and was heavily involved when our units arrived on the scene, and there was exposures on the back side of it and to another residence. But the firefighters were able to confine it to the original origin of structure.
Gale says it was not a large fire, but dangerous because of the combustible materials.
We also have a rehab unit that responds with us that has the water and the Gatorade that is there, you know, as soon as the firefighters most of the time get there. And, again, our safety officer and the personnel on the scene, you know, they really pay attention to the firefighters to make sure they don't get overheated.
College Station firefighters also dealt with a leaking propane tank that fell off a trailer at the intersection of Bird Pond and Rock Prairie yesterday morning.
The company was contacted to help offload the contents. Road was blocked off. Gas monitoring equipment was set up to make sure there wasn't any problems around the surrounding areas until the scene was mitigated.
Repairs to the pavement also have to be made after the tank fell from the trailer. This morning, about an hour from now, begins another construction zone on the freeway. The northbound exit at Harvey Road, along with the northbound on-ramp from Harvey, will be closed for the next 2 months as those ramps are being relocated. The northbound frontage road will be narrowed to one lane during construction, and the freeway will have a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit. Again, that's all supposed to start about an hour from now. College Station police getting called to loud parties the night after home football games or holiday weekends, not unusual, nor is someone being arrested for interfering with public duties and resisting arrest. However, the person early Sunday morning that was picked up has been seen by many on America's Got Talent from last year's shows. Officers say Eric Nicolaides of Austin opened an apartment door identifying himself as a resident. When it turned out to be his girlfriend's place, he's accused of yelling that the police had no right to be there, and it took four officers to move him to a patrol car. After 5 hours in jail, the AGT quarterfinalist was released from jail after posting bond. More than 200 capital improvement projects have been identified in the city of Bryan with a total price tag of $328 million. That was part of the second presentation in the last 4 weeks before the city council. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick identified about $8 million in major street work for next year to be paid from the city's transportation fee.
We have Sims from William J. Bryan to Highway 21, a concrete reconstruction. And won't be reconstructing probably the whole street, but we'll go in and selectively replace some concrete panels to improve the ride. Older Alliance from new section at high school to city limits, and then Austin's Colony overlays to preserve the existing pavement.
As previously reported, another $8 million in general fund money is proposed for next year to rebuild West 28th, Old Hearn Road, and Wilkes Street. A new fire truck and expanding the city cemetery also planned for next year. A number of federal lawmakers continue to push for helping military and civilian victims of the Fort Hood shootings, including Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
John Carter and I are working on a bill that would provide for the victims of this terrorist attack to receive the benefits they would have if they had gotten shot or been injured in overseas conflict.
Carter, among those at Fort Hood yesterday, announcing legislation that would give those victims the same benefits as those affected by the 9/11 attacks. Back to Flores as a reminder that he's hosting his next town hall meeting Thursday at 5:30 at Rudder High School in Bryan. Texas ranchers and farmers have been slow to embrace social media, but that seems to be changing.
Although not considered a top priority, developing and maintaining a social media presence can be beneficial to a farmer's image. AgFacts media analyst Owen Taylor says it's not that difficult.
Everybody out there is telling a story now. If a farmer wants to become involved, it's certainly a doable thing. It may look mysterious at first, but it's just a matter of adopting little tools and pieces and bringing them all together.
He says farmers have a lot of credibility that they can capitalize on by using the social media. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes away from 8. The temperature is 78. News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news after 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
According to the internet, not everyone loves what they drive. And at the Honda Summer Clearance event, we want to fix that. For example, at Casey Jackson tweeted, "Oh, it's cool. It's not like I had plans or anything. Hashtag stupid car." We're picking up on your sarcasm, Casey. And while car trouble sounds like tons of fun, we've got great deals from KBB.com's most trusted brand in America. Plus, the Honda Accord and Civic both come standard with Bluetooth hands-free link and a rear-view camera. So hurry in. Once you get one, you might be like, "Great, now I have to be all entertained and confident while I'm driving." Hashtag sarcasm.
Want a new car? Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
See your Central Texas Honda dealers online at centraltexashondadealers.com.
Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information. The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG Inc., and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. See dealer for financing details.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Child's Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit Child's Dermatology.
Well, do the sports. How's that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying not to laugh when you came to me. All right, sports coming up in just a little bit. We have got an update for you on high school football. We've got the top 10 there. also released on the smaller schools, and we've got the ranking of Sam Houston, who A&M is playing this Saturday, as well as Major League Baseball and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 15 minutes, give or take.
So yesterday we talked about the new laws that are going to affect in Texas, is that right?
Yes.
TxDOT and that sort of thing. Well, in Montana, game animals officially defined as antelope, deer, elk, or moose, which are killed on the road by vehicles, now can be legally savaged and used for meat. It's in Montana. New law goes into effect October the 1st. Alaska, Illinois, Wisconsin, New York, Florida, and West Virginia have already enacted similar. Once again, some of our favorite states there, including Florida and West Virginia, have enacted similar laws. The Montana Department of Transportation reports more than 1,900 wild animals were killed in vehicle crashes in 2011. 7,000 carcasses collected on the side of the roads. Now, and that's a problem. There's no doubt about that. That's a health situation. That's not good. But, man, does that mean that you actually go in there and pick them up and take them home and cook them?
I mean, I believe that's what that means.
I guess if you're the one that
Isn't that a next reality show coming our way?
Yeah, Roadkill Cafe, y'all stop on in.
That's it, exactly. Now, with that in mind, next story, the very next story, do you break for cats, dogs, squirrels, skunks, and opossums?
Never.
How about horses, cows, elk, moose, and deer?
You had better.
Yeah. Anyway, fighting the urge to swerve as you brake if you don't take the time to check traffic around you first could be a problem.
You think?
If it's shorter than your car's hood and you don't have time to check the other lanes, go through it. Didn't we learn that in driver's ed?
Yes.
If it's shorter than your car's hood and you don't have time to check the lanes, just keep on driving. Russ Rader, who's a spokesman for the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, said these crashes happen so fast, oftentimes drivers don't have a chance to think this thing through. Unfortunately, in most cases, hit the animal. Trying to avoid it, because obviously, how many stories do you have, Bill, about people who overcorrect and then they end up in the ditch on the other side of the road?
There you are.
I would venture a guess about every third story we do in a collision is related to that somehow.
Most human injuries from animal collisions occur not when the animals are hit by the car. It's the crash that follows. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says about 175 people die each year in crashes involving animals. Not a good thing. Do you know there's a moon launch on Friday? Is it all fixed now? Is it all better? Hello?
Yeah, I hit a dog yesterday, but I can't eat a whole one.
Wow!
Okay.
To this day, my daughters still remember the time that they were just little children and nailed a whole raccoon family.
Oh, a whole family.
Whole family. Highway 34 north of Woodward, Oklahoma.
They were scattered.
In the minivan.
They were scattered.
Ka-thump, 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 ka-thump.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to know how many other Aggie fans are sick of listening to ESPN talk about what an evil person Manziel is and how some of them have lost complete control of the team.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That'll be on our 1150 station.
I'm in the camp.
You know,
I don't even watch it.
It's a lot cheaper to hunt with a bullet than it is with your car.
Yeah, you're right. It happens a lot faster that way. It's much, much safer. Hi there.
Hey, advice about shorter than your hood. You know, you hit a big old pig that's shorter than your hood, and you're going to be sent airborne real quick.
Yeah, that's it. Hello?
Yeah, yesterday I hit my neighbor's cat purely by accident, but I took out the mailbox and a live oak tree getting to it.
Purely by accident, yeah, though.
Hello.
Hi. I just passed Nook on my way to College Station. There's a dead skunk.
All right, yeah. We'll see if we can
if
do that.
If you're hungry.
Yeah, that's right. No. No, you can't do that in Texas. No, not in Texas. She's telling us that so the road crews can go clean it up. All right. 7:40 and one of the strangest days we've had on the radio station.
Yes, indeed.
That's, of all the things that, you know, but again, I love it. You know?
It is never the same thing here two days in a row.
And that's the other thing. If you take the gun and aim it outside the car ahead of you and shoot, then that takes care of it too, right?
Then it just becomes a speed bump.
Right, yeah. How many did you kill, Bill? How many in the raccoon
oh,
family?
Oh, who knows?
No, in the just in that one passage is what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah. I just heard multiple thumps.
Oh, okay.
And the daughters cried all the way another 2 hours, you know.
Hello?
Isn't in Texas the skid marks are after the animal?
Yeah.
On occasion.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
How are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing fine. How about you?
Fine. I'd like to know what I'm supposed to do when I run over a Longhorn fan.
Yeah, okay. Could tell because they had the little horn on their sweatshirt, right? The U.S. is going back to the moon on Friday. Did you know that?
No.
This is so bizarre. I mean, we're about to launch another ship to the moon, and it's just not being talked about at all. But no, that's okay. It's the NASA We're Still Relevant Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment, or LADEE. It's a robotic mission that will orbit Earth for 3 weeks. It then speeds off to the moon for a 100-day trip to the to measure lunar dust and the moon's atmosphere. Does it have a Swiffer with it? Yeah. Did you just go by and it has a Swiffer? That
no,
comes
but they've
the
got one of those little shop vacs.
Yeah, that's as it goes by. It's R2-D2, right? That looks like a shop vac. Right?
As opposed to RG-32?
Yeah. We were talking wings.
RG-32.
We were talking wings yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
We have apparently a champion. Female competitive eaters took first, second, and third place at the U.S. Professional Wing Eating Championships in Buffalo, New York, consuming 500 chicken wings between them. Taking home the title was Mickey Sudo, who downed 178 wings in 12 minutes, followed by Michelle Lesko at 158 and Sonia the Black Widow Thomas, I've even heard of her, at 141.
And how long do the hot dog guys and gals get?
I think 10 minutes.
I think it's 10 minutes.
Yeah. Your champion hot dogs scarfer, that's Joey Chestnut, who won last year's championship with 191 wings, didn't show up to defend his title. Wonder what that's all about.
Contractual obligations.
Oh, is that it?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Guys, we've been waiting for this. We have been waiting for this. Are you chronically late? Maybe you have an illness. Doctors have diagnosed a 57-year-old man with chronic lateness, saying his struggle to arrive on time is a medical condition. Jim Dunbar has never been punctual for work, dates, or even funerals. Doctors say Mr. Dunbar's illness affects him the same way that parts of the brain are affected by attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. So you see, if you're always late to something, it's not your fault. It's all right.
But
feel better about that.
Speaking of ADD,
yeah,
your favorite restaurant has fried soup.
Who?
KFC.
Fried soup?
Fried soup.
Tell me.
Japan is one of the skinniest countries in the world, is the lead. And then it goes on to say they're starting to sell deep fried soup. It's thick corn and potato soup, chowder, encased in batter and fried so it ends up looking kind of like a hash brown.
Word
on whether they'll bring it to the U.S. or not. I just thought you, of all people, would want to know about fried soup.
There's a new restaurant in Montana called Fresh from the Grill.
Yeah. Hello?
My wife just informed me that I'm going to have to prepare my own dinner now because she's chronically ill. Because of that little comment you made about being late.
What can I say? That's all there is to it.
It's all Scott's fault.
Yeah, it's me. It's me. Just blame me. I'm the one
who did it. Stop by KFC and get some fried soup.
Any of that stuff would work. It'd be just fine. Anyhow. Oh, see, now Dusty thought he fixed everything, and he didn't.
Not the headphone thing.
Oh, no, I don't even care about that. I'm just trying to run commercials here. I'm just trying to run commercials. And he did. I watched him. He reloaded it and did all sorts of strange stuff.
Hocus pocus.
All right, hang on. We're going to, I tell you, we are having fun today. Back in the good old,
old San Francisco boarding house.
Yeah, something like that. All right, let's go. We're going to try it again. Keep your fingers crossed. Here we go. No.
I'm all ready with sports if we got to go that way.
No. Wait, we're going to give it a third time's the charm.
Before Texas A&M takes on Sam Houston State this Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie Game Day Jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, located at 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the A&M versus Sam Houston State home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelago's Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelago's Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair
well, once again, it's going well. Okay.
Deep breaths.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, when it does that. All right, let's do some sports. I can't fire off any intros here.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
All right, here we go. Away with sports. Now, Tuesday is the day. Today is the day they announced the NCAA Top 25 football poll, but the smaller polls come out on Monday, and the Aggies are taking on the number four team in the nation after Sam knocked over Houston Baptist 74-0. Now, this was the Houston Baptist team's first game ever, but Sam Houston is ranked number four in both the Sports Network and NCAA coaches FCA national poll this week. The Associated Press also does high school polls. They're out as well on Mondays, and the Brazos Valley's fairly well represented. In 3A, Navasota is ranked number four, and Belleville is ranked number nine. 2A, Cameron slides in at number two, and Franklin is actually at number 10. In NCAA football rankings yesterday, the 11th-ranked Florida Seminoles punched out Pitt 41-13 in a story reminiscent of Johnny Football. Redshirt freshman Jameis Winston lit it up, going 25-27 with 356 yards and four touchdowns while adding another on the ground. And here's the one they call Famous Jameis.
I got a veteran offensive line. I got Robert Sears that's going to get open, and my back's back there blocking. I got hit a couple times tonight, but hey, that's the game.
In Major League Baseball, Houston fell to Minnesota 10-6. Here's Bo Porter.
Offensively, we swung the bats well early and just could not get anything going after that. I mean, they bullpen did a good job of holding it right there and gave their offense a chance, you know, for, you know, the late inning rally that they put together.
Oakland and Texas are knotted up atop the American League West after the Athletics knocked off the Rangers 4-2. And the key hit, Coco Crisp painted the inside of the foul pole.
Swung on, a drive to left field. Murphy going back into the corner, right down the line to the track wall, and it is gone! Coco Crisp hits it out. A fly ball down the left field line into the corner. It's 4-2 Athletics.
It was in the fifth inning. They actually had to stop play for a bit to confirm by video that it had actually gone in fair territory. Here's David Murphy after the loss.
You never like to think what if after a game. And this game might sit a little bit better if we didn't make a few mistakes, but it happens. It's over, and we'll be ready for tomorrow.
SEC announced their football players of the week, recognizing the performances from the first week of the 2013 season. On offense, Todd Gurley from Georgia was the offensive player of the week. On defense, Robinson Therese from Auburn. And by the way, the entire list of all the players is posted at WTAW.com. Roger Federer has failed to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the first time in a decade. The seventh seed Federer capped a year of early Grand Slam exits by falling to number 19, Tommy Robardo, 7-6, 6-3, 6-4 in the fourth round.
I just think it's been a difficult last 3 months, you know, and maybe my consistency is just not quite there yet, you know, maybe on a daily basis, on a set-by-set, a point-for-point basis. So maybe that was one of the reasons I lost today.
Second seed Rafael Nadal, number four seed David Ferrer, and Richard Gasquet reached the quarterfinals by winning yesterday. And finally, Henrik Stenson birdied three straight holes on the front nine, then drained a bunker shot.
Ledge is wide open, splashes out up on the putting surface and dribbles down close to the hole. That goes down! It's the slam dunk for the big Swede. Surely he's got a smile. He's 22 under par. Whoa!
That win over Steve Stricker in the Deutsche Bank Championship, Stenson closed with a 5-under-66 and tied a tournament record with a 22-under total. And that's your sports. It's all brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. Besco Custom Jewelers, go to Besco.com. It is 7:50, and I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports.
who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing.
It went well. Okay, you did your part. All right, hang on. All right, there we go.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Besco Custom Jewelers, where your money pays for what you're buying, not for where you're buying it. Brett Edmondson of Besco has been making custom jewelry in the Brazos Valley for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to be your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece to mark life's special milestones. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at toyotatexasbassclassic.com.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
You know when you go to the mechanic and
forest.
Your car...
Get a...
All right, I know. You know when you go to the mechanic and your car is not working properly?
Yep.
And then the mechanic drives it and everything's fine?
Perfect.
Okay. Or you feel sick and you go to the doctor and you go there and every, you know, as you're going
not,
to the
not
doctor,
able to reproduce problem.
Yeah, then you're right. Well, I thought we were there, and then Dusty said, "Okay, go ahead and go and load the commercials in on the right computer because whatever you're doing, you've had a stroke or something and you can't get this done right." I said that, he didn't. Anyway, so finally it did. It misbehaved while the engineer was watching. So. There you are.
Yay!
Yeah, we'll see how that all works
It's not us!
Well, yeah, it still could be. Air India is investigating an incident in which a passenger claims the in-flight entertainment system insulted her. She claims she was greeted with the following message. This selection is not currently available. Try again later. And beneath it were the alleged words, "Lay low, sit down, you idiot."
That's great.
Yeah. The airline says that what she saw was the English subtitle of a Hindi movie that the passenger was watching. which froze the screen when the server went offline. Still,
so you're not the only victim.
That's right. Still, it could be true that,
absolutely.
That she is an idiot. A British woman says that she will have to wait about 8 years until her pet chicken dies to retrieve a diamond earring swallowed by the bird. Well, she doesn't have to wait that long. Claire Lennon said that Sarah the chicken snatched the earring while perching on her shoulder at the veterinarian's to determine that the ring was trapped in the bird's stomach. Could only be removed potentially with fatal surgery. Sarah says, nope, I'm just going to have to wait till she dies of natural causes or an unfortunate accident. And as promised, a story from Florida, which is one of the best we've had in a long time. A Florida woman fed up with a fellow driver at a Fort Lauderdale gas station allegedly ordered her 12-year-old to punch the other driver in the face.
There you go.
The classy mom then allegedly grabbed the woman's iPhone and took off in the victim's car. Honey, go punch that lady in the face.
And then get her phone.
It's Florida. University of Arkansas student has been carted off in a stretcher after his weapon malfunctioned. It happened Saturday at Razorback Stadium when the student's T-shirt air gun misfired.
Ooh.
Fans across the stadium heard a loud boom, saw the student immediately fall to the ground. And a 10-year-old from Wasilla, Alaska. That's where, what's
that's
her name?
Sarah
that's
Palin,
right? Stomping yeah. grounds.
Won $2,000 for his winning entry in the Alaska State Fair's giant cabbage weigh-off.
They can
you
keep
ain't
that
lived
one.
Unless you've been to the cabbage way off.
The
boy.
92-pound head of cabbage. I mean, 92-pound head of cabbage.
That's a mean coleslaw.
That's right. 10-year-old said that he has named his cabbage Bob. Bob the cabbage.
Oh, I found more food stuff.
What?
How about a beer sandwich?
Okay, I'm listening.
An Italian company has created the world's first spreadable beer.
Oh.
Yeesh.
Sweet and beer-perfumed jelly with intense scents and full-bodied taste.
Well, you can take a beer and put, you know, you could pour a beer out in the refrigerator, like in a shallow pan, and you could make, like, beer ice. You could spread that, I guess, if you wanted to.
Both dark and light flavors. Mm-hmm. You can use it on anything. Bread, frost, cake.
Cake?
Eat it with cheese, whatever. It is, however, a 10-ounce jar costing you $12.50.
And, I mean, what's the alcohol content, does it say?
Just beer, I'm guessing.
Wow. Okay.
If you're going to have it shipped over here, however, it is going to cost you somewhere in the neighborhood of $40.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today around 98 degrees. The good news is 40% chance of showers out there. And the only other thing is that there aren't any other showers anyplace else in the forecast, at least now for the rest of the week. Low each night around 76 degrees, so we'll keep our fingers crossed because today is supposedly the day. All right, it's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station Brian, news coming up next from Fox, then local news for you. Wait a minute.
I have 7:58.
Yeah, I know. We have another minute to fill. Okay.
Now 59.
Okay. Dusty's loving it. I know that. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Well, when it goes sideways, it goes sideways.
That's right.
Big time.
Next hour, we'll have a story on hotel wake-up calls. We'll have a story also on William Shatner. We haven't had one of those in a long time. Time out for toddlers and the secrets that bartenders won't tell you. Secrets that bartenders won't tell you.
Interesting.
Could you do beer and peanut butter sandwiches?